Among the figures found in the first emperor's tomb were two chariots, half life-size, cast in bronze. Curator Peng Liang Lu.
I would say this is the most splendid bronze work of the Qing dynasty that we have ever excavated.
The original chariots were discovered broken in more than 1,000 pieces. What you see here are meticulously crafted replicas that capture an extraordinary level of detail. The open chariot with an umbrella canopy was designed to carry the commander in battle, while the closed chariot was for long journeys or inspection tours across the empire. Artisans used multiple molds to craft the horses that draw the chariots.
It's like a real horse. I have to say that. Almost you see they are breathing.
With dilated nostrils and heads tilted at different angles, each one is unique. The chariot drivers are poised, alert, as if guiding the chariots over an invisible road.
If you look closer, you can see their face. They're emperor's drivers. So you can tell their confidence from their face.
The model weapons also are as authentic and individual as possible. Propped on the open chariot, the crossbow gleams with intricate cloud patterns inlaid in gold and silver all across its surface. Even in places that we can't see, there are true-to-life details. Cloud patterns like those on the crossbow, for example, decorate the interior of the closed chariot.
The inside is not for a viewer. This is made for the emperor. It's for his afterlife.